What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fritz to Camera Eve on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's a hot one out there, Ike, but it's going to be even hotter tomorrow at Plymouth White Marsh High School. Sorry, at noon. How are you feeling? Sorry.
Feeling good. Pretty.
Not a great start by me. Forgot to turn my mic on. It's like, yeah.
Ooh, boy.
We ready?
Yeah, I can only have one good show a week, you know?
All right.
Yep.
Feeling pretty good, Brother Spike. Considering all things here, first of all, it's hot. It's fish grease out there.
Yes, sir, it is.
Notice and I didn't say it's cooking gas.
Yeah, it's
fish grease. Yes, I
cooking fish grease all the time.
I knew you was ready to go in there with that one.
Thank you. It's hot as gas out there.
Yes, it's coming off of a terrible loss last night. Can't wait to fry the umpire today, Jackie Baseball. Despite that loss last night to a opening on the West Coast trip, we are looking forward to tomorrow's action. Out at what's the place?
Plymouth White Marsh. That's
yes.
Right.
Yes, loving it. How about you, boy?
Yeah. So obviously this heat is a little bit annoying.
It's not gonna be as bad tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what they tell me. 5 degrees lighter.
Yeah,
I guess
it's different. It's a big difference.
Yeah, it's on turf.
Yeah.
So that's great.
No whining.
Not whining.
Not today.
Would never.
Not today.
I did run a mile in under 8 minutes in 120 degree weather, so I could do anything.
Yep.
I could do anything.
Yep.
Wings feeling pretty good today.
Oh yeah.
Woke up in a good mood.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Excited for tomorrow.
Oh yeah. Tomorrow's the big day. We have a big show for you today. LA will join us today. Larry Anderson will join us today because tomorrow we won't be on the air during LA time because of the Phillies game. But we will not only talk about Phil Cuzzy, the umpiring with LA, we will also talk about Fritz versus DeCamera 2 with LA. Then at 4 o'clock, the umpire, the home plate umpire for tomorrow's festivities will be joining us. So we'll get a little inside track on his strike zone. What he's looking for, maybe a little prep for Jack tomorrow. So it's going to be a big show, as it always is. Ike, you mentioned a frustrating loss last night. Like, you can sort of tell when it's going to be one of those games for the Phillies from an offensive standpoint. Mm-hmm. I think the first couple of innings were like, well, here we go. And actually, I thought they had a shot because that guy ended up with 100 pitches in 5 innings. But the guy who was conspiring against them, first of all, Phillies did enough conspiring against themselves last night.
Right.
At the plate, couldn't hit with runners in scoring position. What was going on in the outfield last night, God only knows, between Stott misplaying that ball and then Marsh misplaying the ball. But the big story was Phil Cuzzy and the just atrocious umpiring last night. And I'm not even somebody who complains about officials. You know, it is what it is. I usually figure if they're bad for both teams, whatever. Mm-hmm. That was the worst umpiring from a ball and strike standpoint I think I've ever seen in a Major League Baseball game.
Yeah.
I mean, it was horrible. And what started happening afterwards, after it was horrible, is everyone starts, bring on the robot umps. Bring on the robot umps. Bring on the ABS system, which they're doing in the minor leagues now, which is essentially calling balls and strikes automatically. The computer does it. The umpire says it out loud, but the computer says whether it's in the strike zone or it isn't in the strike zone. Mm-hmm. And I am here to say, I do not want robot umps. I do not want the ABS system. I want less replay. I want less technology in officiating. I would rather have bad human umpires than perfect robot umps. This is a sport played by humans and officiated by humans. We sit here every day scared to death that artificial intelligence is going to take our jobs, right? Yep. So, oh, no, it's going to take our jobs. And here we are, just for the sake of a ball or strike call, sports, which is a human activity. Mm-hmm. It is a human activity. I don't want the automatic balls and strikes. I don't want a computer saying whether the ball was fair or foul. I want a human doing it. I want the day after, Ike, the day after a bad umpire does a bad job, I want to come on the radio and crush that umpire. Right. I want the manager to yell at the umpire. I want the...
Get tossed.
Yes. I want the hitter who's up there to look at him sarcastically and say something smugly. It is the beauty of sports. Yeah. Robot umpires are going to ruin sports. Human umpires are what is good about sports, even when they're bad.
Well, I'll tell you, that's a surprising take coming from you.
Yes.
I mean, you're more of a futuristic guy.
No, not with sports. I want everything to be old-fashioned.
And I like it. Yeah. I like it. I'm in agreement with you. I'm okay with the occasional mistake, blunder, bad call with the human element being a part of the game. I totally agree. You know, I watch sports because I'm amazed at what athletes have the ability to do. I watch sports because, you know, before people started touching the sport, like, you know, back in the day, Tim Donaghy, guys like that, this was the unknown. It's the best reality TV. And part of that is umpires making mistakes, officials making mistakes, referees making mistakes. It's going to happen. I don't like it when it happens against a team I'm rooting for, one of our teams. I certainly don't even like to see it in the biggest games on the biggest stage. But you know what? It's a part of it. It's a part of it. And as mad as I was about those calls, those missed calls last night, my goodness, I still couldn't bring myself to be whining about the officials last night.
Right.
I mean, the umpire last night.
Yeah.
I just didn't have it in me to do it. And quite frankly, from the standpoint of even blaming them for the game.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Sure, that contributed to it. There's other things that the Phillies could have done better to help them win that game. I didn't really even expect to win last night. You know, you're coming off a homestand. You're going on a road trip, first game.
Emotional, Sunday at the bank.
Right, you don't have the Monday off. You're going right into a game. I was not surprised at all. I wasn't.
215-592-9494. Do you want the robot umps? Do you want the automatic balls and strike calls? I do not. I like it the way that it is. I actually like the fact that every umpire has a little bit different of a strike zone. Or that you for the first couple of innings, you have to figure out what the strike zone, whether he's going to give you the outside strike, whether he's going to give you the low strike, whether he's going to give you the high strike. It is the beauty of sports, is that this is done by humans, is officiated by humans, and the whole idea of a computer doing it. Hell, why don't we get computers to play the games? We could probably get a computer to do what a manager does, to make the correct decision based on whatever the numbers say. Jack, you as a baseball guy,
that's right.
I expect you to be on our side with this.
No, well, like I want them to get the calls right. I think you guys sound crazy. Like last night was a perfect example of the Phillies getting screwed in a game because an umpire had bad eyesight. Guy's 70 years old. By the way, he's from Newark, New Jersey. I mean, whose side are you on, Phil Cuzzi?
It's Newark.
Whatever.
Yeah, and that's North Jersey.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Might as well be from here.
Okay. I'm just saying Newark is Delaware, Newark is New Jersey.
Let me cook.
Okay.
I just, like, I understand the human element. There's a very easy solution that we've seen in spring training that hasn't taken away from the game. We've been robbed of the game. They get challenges. Umpires get a little chesty when they get it right and the guy calls it wrong. I just want the right calls made at the right time. Why is that so hard? The technology's here. We don't have to deal with this nonsense of a coin flip or the umpires having a bad day. Like it's
but
ridiculous.
That's part of it. But that's what's
but
good.
But it doesn't have to be part of it. I just want them to get the calls right.
No, I would look. I certainly am for them making sure that the umpires are better than they've been. Like, right. like I and I understand it's a union issue and all that sort of stuff with a guy who maybe shouldn't be doing it anymore. I think every umpire, every referee should be held to the highest standard, should be, you know, should have whatever the consequences are to not doing your job. You should be fired. You shouldn't be able to get to do World Series games. All of those things. I'm not promoting them doing a bad job. I'm just saying that the minute you start taking away the human element of sports, that is what sports are about. Sports are about humans. They are.
These are also big sports money leagues. Like these guys are influencing games that people are now betting on, or the possibility of winning a World Series. Like the stakes are just higher now, and like it feels so archaic.
Why are the stakes higher now?
Because there's way more money involved now, and these guys are making more money, and the TV contracts. You want them to get these things right. That's all this is wanting to get everything right. Well, the human element was great for a long time, but it feels archaic. It feels archaic. When I'm watching that game last night, Harper gets completely taken out of the at-bat with two horrible calls. And Kirkering, by the way, that's affecting his numbers. That could affect his arbitration at the end of the year.
Sure.
So, like, it affected his mental health. You saw him start to break down on the mound after that.
His mental health?
Yeah, would hate to see that happen tomorrow. But, like, this affects so much more than, gee, Willikers, let's see if the manager gets thrown out of the game.
No, that's exactly what I like about baseball, and it's exactly like every time that we are slowing down replays to see this exact thing about where the foot hit and all that sort of stuff. I think the more that we've instituted replay, the worse sports has got. It makes things take too long, and it takes out the human element. And I watch sports for the human element of everything that happens, and it includes the officials. And by the way, I also think all of these replays and things make the officials worse at their jobs. Because they're scared of getting things wrong instead of just making the call that they want to make.
Well, I'll tell you, listen, I'm okay with the replay stuff. Right now, it hasn't gone too far. I don't need computers or robots doing balls and strikes.
No,
I don't. I don't need
that.
It's
going to happen. I
think
it's a mistake.
I'm okay with it for a play at the plate or a play at a base, whether he's safe or he's out, that type of stuff. Okay, you want to go back, take a look at it, get it correct? I'm good with that. But balls and strikes, it's equivalent to me if you're calling holding calls in football.
Right.
Are you kidding me? You want holding calls called every play?
No.
But it can be called on every play.
Sure. So
and,
what?
And they let. But what my point is that they tend to let it go at times, and then when it happens in a critical moment, everybody's in the uproar, like, look at him being held.
Right.
Now, why do you make that call?
I kind of like the back and forth between the player and the ref about what they're going to get away with and not get away with, and that whole thing.
Yeah.
I think to an extent, sometimes the fighting with refs in certain sports, in NBA specifically, gets out of control.
When they whine too much.
That's out of control.
They do it too much.
But baseball, it's part of the charm. 215-592-9494.
Baseball doesn't do it enough, and the NBA whines. They whine
every play,
all the damn time.
Every play.
They never commit a foul.
215-592-9494. Do you want robot refs or do you want the imperfect human refs? We do have a next question today. Today, 15 years ago, Ike, one of the, I would say the biggest sporting events on TV that wasn't a sporting event happened at night, and that was the decision. LeBron James decided he was, quote, taking his talents to South Beach. By the way, the Heat don't play on South Beach, but whatever. He said he was taking his talents to South Beach and going to the Miami Heat. And so for today, and this doesn't just have to be sports, it can be anything, give us your memorable TV moment.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It could be from a show. It could be something that was unscripted that happened, a memorable TV moment. Jack, do you want to start us off with your memorable TV?
Of course. Of course. I know you're huge fans. You guys are big fans of Game of Thrones. But I'd be remiss.
The Red Wedding.
Dude, the Red Wedding was insane. And anyone out there that watched it was shocked in the moment.
They killed everybody, Ike.
Hold on. Don't give away spoilers. Don't be a bad guy.
It ended like 10 years ago.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. But like, I still remember jaw on the floor when I watched the Red Wedding. Didn't see it coming. Unbelievable television. Gripping television.
Okay. So your memorable TV moment was that dork show, the Red Wedding and Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Ike, memorable TV moment?
Well, OJ will always be the most memorable TV moment.
OJ's the one.
Of my lifetime.
Oh, yeah. During the NBA Finals.
NBA Finals, summer of 94.
The chase.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Man. Oh, man. That whole thing. But yes, it started with the chase interrupting the NBA Finals, New York versus the Houston Rockets. And I don't know if TV or how about court TV? That whole thing was never the same after that.
No,
because they covered that trial
all the time.
Yeah, and it was it changed the way you covered news events forever. So yeah, I'll go with that.
True story. So my freshman year, I was at University of Southern California, which is where OJ went.
Yep.
And the first day of the trial, a guy on my floor, my buddy Wade and I, were going to watch the trial.
OG Wade?
No, different Wade. And we're going to watch the trial in my dorm room. We're sitting there watching the trial. We hear a knock on the door. It's a reporter and a cameraman from a local TV station that wanted to record us watching the OJ trial at USC.
How about that?
Yeah. So my memorable TV.
Did you though?
Let them?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Come on, man. At USC, I mean, what's the point of not doing that? So my memorable TV moment, look, it happened because of a tragedy, but it is, when I think of memorable TV moments, I think of Kanye West and Mike Myers. And the look on Mike Myers' face.
Oh, God, yes.
I mean.
And Hurricane.
Yeah. Katrina.
Yeah.
I think it happened like sort of early in internet times. It, like, things didn't go viral the way that they go viral
this was,
today.
What, 06?
06.
Yeah,
something
like 06, yeah.
That I go back and watch that video. Watching Mike Myers' face as Kanye goes off the rails. Just eyes and trying to stick on script. And then real quick, they cut to Chris Tucker, who looked like he had just seen a ghost.
Yep.
It was one of the most memorable moments in the history of television.
Yeah, he was like, Kanye, gonna get us all fired.
Yep. Mike Myers didn't know whether to run away, whether to stop him. Oh, what a moment that was. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you want robot umps or do you like the humans? And next question today, based on the 15-year anniversary of the decision, give us memorable TV moment. Yes, sir.
Decision? Good decision or bad decision?
What?
For LeBron.
Yes,
was that a good decision?
Horrible
decision. No, not that. Ultimately, was that a good decision?
To go to Miami.
Yes.
Yeah.
You think?
I think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think they were ever winning in Cleveland.
I disagree. There's no way he's too good that they would have never won in Cleveland.
Would they ever have gotten Kyrie? They wouldn't have gotten Kyrie, you know? This little Robin to Batman.
Yeah,
who was he dragging to the finals? Galskis and
those teams were good enough. To
Anton Jameson ended up there. Shaq.
He's great enough to drag that team to one of them.
Well, he could have won one of them.
I'm just saying. All I'm saying is he eventually got players to move around. I think he would. The
league would have.
I don't
been
know if going to Miami did anything for him ultimately.
If he had just stayed in Miami afterwards, I think it would have done more. I think the fact that he left again makes it even worse. Yeah. If he had just like Durant, if Durant had just stayed in Golden State and won a bunch of championships, but ultimately, I think going to Miami, I think you could think about it either way. Leaving Miami, I think, was the worst thing for him because it made him look like a prima donna. He wasn't getting what he wanted and ended up leaving again. Doing the decision, probably not his best decision.
No, that was terrible.
Yeah. Jim Gray interviewing him in front of children.
Yeah, that was terrible.
In front of, like, Akron children, right?
I know.
Yeah.
Well, because wasn't the proceeds going to something?
Yes. To a boys and girls club. And he sat them all in front of him and disappointed them all by telling them that he was leaving. All right, 205-592-9494. Bob and Pensauken, you're on WIP. What's up, Bob?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Bob?
I am first anti-robo ump.
Thank you.
I'm with you, Spike. I just, like you said, I mean, baseball is about figuring things out as the game goes along, whether it's batting, whether it's if you could steal on a pitcher. It's all about the mind game within the game itself.
Yep.
And seeing it cut and dry, you know, even that, you know, when you look at the box on TV, even that's deceiving sometimes because I don't know where is the ball crossing the plate into the box? Is it behind the box? So let's keep it the way it was. It's not a perfect, but it still makes for better, I think, viewing experience.
I think you make a good point, too, about the element of trying to figure out, like, what the strike zone is for that day, what the guy's going to call, and the mind game that goes on between because it's really not just the mind game with the pitcher and the catcher and the hitter. It is the umpire, too, and them figuring those things out. I know last night is frustrating, and no one should accept an umpire blatantly doing a terrible job. That's not what I'm talking about. But I do think the benefits you get from it, the fact that it is all human, the fact that we do have those stories, and by the way, and I know people hate this, the personalities, the umps with the personalities, the Cowboy Joe Wests, and I love that stuff. I think it is what makes baseball different than some of the other sports, you know?
What about, like, Angel Hernandez?
He,
like,
screwed up. He made a mistake. But
made a mistake.
Well, makes lots of mistakes.
Every single time he was out there, he was a mistake.
Well, but that's a failure of the people. That's a failure of the umpiring union. It's a failure of Major League Baseball. It doesn't mean that because somebody does a bad job, we just automate it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want them to automate my job. You know, I got to get Ike to 60. You know,
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And the show before you guys brought up a point. You know, Kershering threw three balls in the strike zone last night, and they weren't called strikes. But you know, the argument was, well, Kershering should be throwing in a different part of the strike zone. No.
Yeah.
Let him throw his pitch, and let the umpires figure it out. I mean, he's got to learn, too, where these pitches are coming in at. It's a give and take on both sides.
Bob, what is for next question today, what's your memorable TV moment?
It's got to be. I mean, The Sopranos, the ending. When that freaking screen blacked out the way it did, the next half hour was like mayhem around here. Was it my TV that was screwed up? Was it the neighborhood? Did the cable go down? I'm calling my neighbor. It was panic.
We did. We freaked out.
You just didn't. You didn't even know if it was an error.
We were like, hold on. Is this the ending? Is that what it was? Like, we didn't know if he got on. Did they kill him? Did they kill Tony? What happened?
And then they play the Journey song, right?
Yeah.
But we thought our TV, our own individual TV, was screwed up at home.
Yeah.
Like, we thought it was our own TV.
I agree.
Yeah. I have a little bit. I've never. Thank you for the call, Bob.
Did you watch it live, Mike?
Yes.
What? I didn't know if it was one of your, like, because you rewatched it a million times.
Oh,
I didn't know.
Sopranos was, and maybe the last one, no, because The Wire came after that, I believe. The Wire finale, I think.
And Breaking Bad finale was after that.
Which was
another big one.
I saw those live, yes. I saw Breaking Bad finale live. Although, the funny thing about Breaking Bad, I didn't get in on Breaking Bad until the final season.
Oh, really? And did you catch up so you could?
Yes, I went back and caught all the way up.
When I was unemployed, when they moved YSP to WIP and they decided that I wasn't valuable enough to keep, and I was unemployed during that time, and they decided WIP had no use for me, that was when I ended up watching Breaking Bad and Mad Men and catching up because I had all that time, you know?
Sopranos is a good one.
I never watched Sopranos. I know what the ending, I've seen it before, but just a quick thing on Kirk Ring. Like, The thing that was disappointing, and I know I am pro-human ump, the thing that was disappointing about those pitches being called balls is that that is the exact kind of pitch that Kirkering has been throwing successfully for the last 6 weeks that has made him good. It is like that pitch that is in the strike zone, but it's so close and it's so difficult to hit that it's almost a perfect pitch, and he threw like three of them that he got screwed on. Clear. I want to be clear. When we get screwed on something like that, it pisses me off.
It sucks. Yeah.
Yeah. But and he should be better. And because he's got to be better, it doesn't mean that we automate him. But I felt bad for Kirkering because those were great pitches. I mean, he looked fine up there, and that was a bummer. You know, the Bryce thing a little bit less. I mean, the Bryce pitches weren't even close that the guy was calling strikes. No. They were like 10 inches.
Yeah, it was two at bats too.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's wrong with our guy?
Brycey?
Yeah.
Well, his eye's too good. That's his issue. His eye is too good?
Well, no. I mean, where's the reaction to those?
He's mopey Bryce right now.
What do you mean we don't want that?
Well, because then he gets thrown out of the game, and like, I don't like when he argues with the umpires.
Well, how about Thompson? Take a bullet there.
They're trying to say Phil Cuzzi is apparently a personal umpire. This is again your boys.
Yeah, the umpires.
Yeah.
I am pro ump, I guess. Yeah, okay,
you're pro Joe West starting an umpires union.
Well, we're union guys, so we have
union guys.
Yeah, we are.
We've
union
often
guys.
Said we're blue collar.
Yeah, we are.
No, so like apparently Phil Cuzzi like holds it against teams if they start complaining too much. So I think they were trying not to do it, and I don't know. I would have liked to see Topper get thrown out.
Yeah, that would. And I do think Bryce is a little mopey right now.
For sure. That's why I wanted him to get out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a little mopey.
That's why I got to lift him up tomorrow.
He's a little more. Speaking of tomorrow.
So lift him up tomorrow.
So tomorrow.
I hope he's watching.
Tomorrow, join us.
Do you think he knows about this?
No.
I think he 100% knows about
this.
Well,
he would have to not be listening to WIP at all, and he listens.
Wouldn't be a bad time for him to not listen.
Right.
Yeah.
No. Well, we don't crush him around here.
He knows he doesn't get killed.
Right? Are you kidding me?
No, I know.
He bought all you guys off by being nice to you.
Well, I haven't listened.
You kidding me? This guy, he's the 4-for-20 since he's come back, and nobody says a word.
We don't say one word.
He's working his way back.
Not one word.
He's working through stuff.
He's always slow in June.
I want you to show that same energy to Jalen in September.
Absolutely not. I don't even give him a pass for the.
You won't give Jalen one game. Let alone
I won't even give a pass
20.
For the Packers game last year when he's coming back from concussion. Okay.
All right. So coming up next, we do have. You can join us tomorrow at noon for the Fritz versus DeCamera 2. We will have Jack's official statement about tomorrow's matchup coming up next, and maybe. A special surprise as well.
No.
Maybe.
Here we go. last time was my college coach.
Look, I'm
great.
Look, maybe your mom's calling.
No, she can't.
All right.
She's not a radio's man.
Okay.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Today's show sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.